Akbar.
This is the world broadcast of Imam Warth Deen Muhammad Speaks, the program that's dedicated to human dignity and justice. Now, Imam Warth Deen Muhammad.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen Ar-Rahmanir Rahim Maliki Yawmiddin. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina as-sirata al-mustaqim as-sirata al-ladhina na'imta alayhim ghayril maghdubi alayhim waladdallin. Ameen.
We greet our honorable radio audience today with the greetings of all the prophets from Abraham to Muhammad, the greetings of peace, and the Quran in Arabic language. Assalamu alaikum.
Now, shouldn't we understand that we shouldn't have a filthy environment for ourselves? If we believe in a creator, Allah in creating babies have told us that he doesn't want us in a filthy environment. And shouldn't we like peace and orderliness rather than chaos and confusion? Allah has told us that. And should we pour in the baby's mind all kind of fancy fairy tales about how he was created? All these fancy fairy tales about how good things come? We're approaching now the Christmas and a big fairy tale about how gifts come to the children. We need children to love parents. If they want to do something to help the family situation today for men and for women, for relatives, they should declare Santa Claus outlaw. See, this is no time to afford this kind of lot when children need to be drawn closer to their parents. Say, let us tell them on national TV that Santa Claus have stolen from you, have robbed your father, have robbed your mother out of the appreciation that is meant for your father and mother, that your father and mother work hard, and they will buy you this present, and they will put that present under the tree. It ain't no white, red, dressed up in a white man come down no damn chimney nowhere. Excuse my language. There ain't no fat-bellied, cherry-faced white man came down from nowhere and gave your child nothing. That your parents give you that. Now let them on Christmas for working hard and trying to give you a little present. But they don't want to bring proper life, proper family life to the people as much as they want to bring dollars into their pockets from the lies that created us an impulse to just spend. Or if I don't do it, Santa Claus, you know, Santa Claus. We should go out there and take cross, or two sticks and cross. And every Santa Claus we see in the street, go to his head and put it on his head. Yeah, put the cross to his bloodsucker head. They say, hey, are you people Christians? They say, no, we're not Christians, but we think the cross has something to do with this Santa Claus. I'll take some cassette to throw on it. They tell them the match is coming if you don't hurry up and undress. I have a cigarette lighter, something that won't go out if you throw it on it. Now that's all in a little fun, yeah. Just have a little fun, that's all. But be careful having those Santa Claus down there. I don't care white or black.
putting a hand all in your baby's face. You don't know what to do. Might have syphilis or something worse. They don't get no big salary. They get them dudes cheap. And I remember white people, they used to think they could put their hand in our baby's mouth anytime. And it didn't have to be Santa Claus. You know, just speak to our child, stick his hand right in your baby's face. They didn't get by with that thing with us. Now, we were some crazy Muslims. Under my father. I'm sticking his hand, hey, what you doing? Get your nasty, don't you put your nasty hand in my little brother's face. Get your hands out of my little brother's face, sucker. You about to get a whipping. Yeah, my little brother Akbar, you know. I'm about 66 years older than he is. So, old white man, hi, I stick his hand out. I say, hey, what you doing? Get your hand out of his face. Don't put your nasty hands in his face. And my heart was saying, you know you don't like my brother. And I can see it in him. Now, some of them, you know, are nice. But the nice ones, they're intelligent enough to say, may I touch you? They won't just go stick their hand in your baby's face. That one to stick your hand in your baby's face, they ain't nice at all. It might be crazy, anything, it won't matter what the case is. We should teach them a lesson. Crazy still need a lesson. Yeah. You know, they have different degrees of insanity, don't they? They do. And when you get down to very low, you're very, very much beneath the rational level of behavior. They call you like an animal. They identify you like on an animal level. Right? Then you get too much, you go much. Pretty soon, you're not even animal. We've got a lot of, most of the public now, about at least 45% of them, maybe 55%. They've just turned into brute animals. And people say, oh, don't bother them, they say, no, don't bother them. Get a stick and whack him. Rather than let him take over my life, I ain't gonna let him take over my life. I'm gonna beat him back. Now, what we have been showing is that Allah is one Lord. He is the Rabb of us and everything. That is, the Evolver, Creator, and also the one responsible for that creation, rising up to higher levels of dignity. Higher levels of dignity and worth. That's the meaning of Rabb. Cares for it and raise it up. In fact, a term very close to it has been used for parents. Because isn't that the responsibility of parents? To take a child when that child is helpless and care for that child. Supervise that child's life and urge it on to greater and greater possibilities. You see? Now, Allah says in the Quran, there may be something you dislike while it is beneficial and good for you. And there may be something you like while it is harmful to you. And it says, Wallahu ya'lamu wa antum la ta'lamun. And it is Allah who knows while you do not know. So you see what Allah is telling us here? That even our moral choices have been determined by Allah. Everything is determined. He created everything. He has determined everything. Even our moral choices. So don't be big-headed just because you say, I'm grown, or I've been to school. You know, some of us with college degrees, we act like little children. Oh, hell, I'm educated. I don't need nobody in religion telling me anything. Do you
have to be educated in this religion because you're educated in physics? A lot of people can manage physics, can't manage their lives. We find a lot of people on Skid Row who were not only students, but they were professional people. They had gotten their degree and then had started their practice. And we find him and his degree and his license also to practice. In the gutter, he's a winehead on Skid Row. So is that any proof that you know how to manage life just because you got a degree? No, it's no proof. We have to understand that we need help. And many times we get so involved into a career, are so involved with our own personal private little project, that we lose sense and we can't realize anymore that we are in need ourselves of some supervision. And we should turn to Allah for that supervision and should respect Him. The Muslim is not to be big-headed. When we make the Hajj and we make the circles around the circuits around the Kaaba, we say, Allah, it is you who know, we do not know. So don't wait till you make Hajj to do that. Make the confession now. And make it anytime you feel arrogant or big-headed. So dear beloved people, when we make the circuits around the Kaaba, we make that test, that confession, we do not, Allah, it is you who know, we do not know. Whatever we have, we've gotten it from you through your creation, your messenger, your prophet, etc. We don't know. So, dear beloved people, we have not had good supervisors. Commercial white people, profiteering white people, went to the motherland and brought off ancestors over here, and they subjected them to the worst kind of human experiences, the worst kind of experience for living creatures. And then after declaring us to be free, they have not given us decent supervision. They have left us to bad environmental conditions. They have encouraged the development of bad environmental conditions for us. They have almost been willing to go to physical combat, to physical war, to keep us out of better environment. We haven't had decent supervision. Now, why should we look for that one white man or that one white woman that is Christ-like, that's sweet, and trust ourselves to them? When there's so many of us, all we need is just to show each other that we appreciate each other. And we have the resources, moral resources, spiritual resources, intellectual resources. We have all the resources right here among ourselves to establish proper people and give them proper roles, fitting roles in our own community. And they will be good models, good supervisors for us. You all tell me that you're proud of me. You're happy now. You got an imam. You got a leader you can trust. I like to hear that. But I would feel much better if I saw you trusting each other too. Because I'm one. I can die anytime. You have to trust each other. That is, that Allah is the Rabb of everything, that we owe Him worship and appreciation for everything we have, because we could have nothing without Him. If He hadn't created the matter and the possibilities for that matter, we would have nothing. I was watching television this morning, and I had a program on in South Africa, exposing the evils of apartheid in South Africa. And I was impressed by a man. He's a black man, but he was really not an African. He's from India. I guess his people have lived there in South Africa for some time, because they have a sizable population of Indians there.
in South Africa. Anyhow, this reverend, he's a reverend. His name, Reverend Desmond Tutu. Desmond Tutu. T-U-T-U. He impressed me with his carriage. He's not afraid. He's talking about how he had been threatened by the people who want to keep the situation as it is in South Africa. Said that this child got the phone call that was meant for him. Terrorized the child. But do you think he was ready to quit? No, no. He said they can't stop this. He said God is behind it. He said, I'm not afraid. He said, on TV. It was good. See, they knew most of the African Americans wouldn't be up looking at that show. They'd be getting over the hangover or some heavy pork chop eating or something, or dissipating all night long or something, or fussing and fighting while the show was going on. In some of these homes, a lot of good programs pass them by. Television just left on blasting by itself. And they fussing and fighting. They didn't even know it was on. Now, I'm not saying that all of us are like that. It's not all of us, but too many of us are like that. Life just gone to pot. Crazy. Yeah, so he said, God is the Lord of liberation. That's what he said. And that's true. That's what we have to understand as people of religion. That Allah is the Lord of liberation. As they say in Christianity, God is the God of liberation. What do you think the purpose of God sending prophets is for? To free man? To free people. To free them from all unjust restrictions. And the thing that restricts us most from reaching our excellence that Allah created us for is what? Ignorance. So the greatest liberating process is true, pure education. Isn't that true? You educate a person, you give them their own life into their own hands. And that's freedom. But a fool can't be trusted even with his own life. Society has a moral obligation to protect the fool from himself. That's true. Allah has placed that moral obligation upon society. So, dear beloved people, let us understand that for Muslims, that statement is not only true, but that statement has clearly been taught to us by Prophet Muhammad. That Allah is the God, the Lord of liberation. He wants us free. He wants to free the great creative powers, the human potential for excellence in all of us. And establish us on sound rational principles as well as on the principles of faith. Never give up faith now, because he has not created any man so wise or so big that he could ever get to that point where he say, I can live without faith now. I'll live only with my rule and my square and my compass, etc. No. Allah hasn't created any human being with that kind of potential. You will always have a need to be faithful. And faith is the best lifesaver for the human being. Faith in Allah, faith in His messenger, faith in all the prophets, all the messengers of God, faith in His scripture, His pure scripture. Faith in whatever He has promised. Don't you know man can't live without promise? Allah has created in our nature to pursue promise. We pursue promise. We're in pursuit of promise. You don't know you're going to get a wife. You're pursuing something that is promised by society. Isn't that not true? Or promised by your own rational thinking. Your rational thinking hasn't proved it, but your rational thinking promised you that. I can get a wife. And you don't know when you're going to be successful. You try, you miss that time. You missed again. Pretty soon you give up, you try out a man. You go freakish. Say, well, I'll get me a girl. I'll get me a girl boy. Since I couldn't get a girl. And if you had stuck with God's promise, you wouldn't have gone astray like that. And Allah says the devil, he invites us too. He promises us. He promises us and he invites us. But he threatens us when he invites us. He threatens us with fear of poverty. Is that right? With poverty and fear, he threatens us. Say, oh, if you don't, yeah, you can be righteous if you want to, but if you be righteous, you ain't going to have no money. If you be righteous, you ain't going to have no good living. So that's the devil threatening us with poverty. Is that not right? Yes. But says Allah, he promises us, and he offers us what? Mercy and forgiveness. And he offers us a garden whose width expanses as the heavens and earth. He offers us immeasurable possibilities for progress and growth. Oh, yes. And he promises us forgiveness, too, for our sins. That's Allah. Praise be to Allah. Our dear beloved people, we mentioned the sign in the birth of the little baby that tells us that we must have an environment that is conducive to clean morals, good virtues. We must have an environment that is conducive to intelligent thinking. Baby doesn't like to be thrown in an environment of confusion. So we need an environment that is conducive to intelligent thinking. That means we should get a lot of this old wild music out of our life. A lot of these old wild songs that put in us wild impulses. That's all they do. They clock your behavioral nature to respond to wild impulses. And you wonder how come we're down economically. You wonder how come we're down as an ethnic body of people. It's because we are the target of this world's arrows of doom, filth, confusion, violence. They're targeting our soul, our sensitivities, all the time for the arrows of those influences. And we should guard ourselves against it. Come together as Muslims. Reject the world, follow the Quran. And don't be too proud to say that I have a man that I respect to tell me what is right, to tell me when I'm living right. I have a man that I can go to and he advised me. I accept his advice over my own. I accept his advice over Professor so-and-so and so. Don't be ashamed. Don't be too big-headed to do that. We should accept our imam's advice over the advice of the worldly people. And if we have intelligence, middle grasp, that we think is equal to our imam or better, then you should be busy educating yourself in the language of the Quran. So that you will become a leader for people who need you. That's right. Yes. And the moment you see yourself, you have excelled, you have passed your imam, you're too big for him, you really need to teach him rather than he needs to teach you, you should bring it to his attention. In a friendly way, in a brotherly way. Come as a kind friend to him, not as a person trying to take his place, or as somebody resenting him being in the position. And if you can't convince him, then your moral obligation is to convince the people that the community is being held up because it is overlooking better leadership. Don't we have that moral obligation? Certainly. You may say, well, post that imam is you, brother imam. I'm ready right now. Come on. This is a heavy, heavy road. What'd you say? A tough titty, a heavy road to hoe? A hard road to hoe or something like that, they say. This is a hard road to hoe, man. Come on. If you got the ability, let's discuss it because I'm ready to be your sister. Oh, yes, I'm not joking. I'm for the progress of this community. If I see a person who can do a better job than me, I'm going to become his helper. That's right. If it's a sister, I'm going to become her helper. Say, well, sister, I'll be the man, but please advise me. You got more sense than I got. And find some position for her, too, in the leadership. That's right. Then we'll grow. Praise be to Allah. So lastly, we want us to see the need to make the environment conducive to the growth of that excellence that we have in ourselves that God has given us by nature. The environment must be right. So Allah creates, but He also makes us responsible. After He created us with intelligence, He makes us responsible for keeping the environment right. In the Christians' the language, the Adam was put in the garden to do what? To keep it right. His responsibility was to dress that garden and keep it right. Yes. So you see, the first man, he was charged with responsibility for his environment. And that's man's responsibility now. Responsibility for the environment that he's in. And we say man, we mean human being. Not sex. That burden must be shared by woman. Yes. And dear beloved people, we see now the wonderful prophet Ibrahim, as we say in this language. He's also called a father. What is his role now? We have environmental responsibility, environmental consciousness, and then there's a need to progress, go forward, advance that environment, carry that environment to greater and greater possibilities of growth.
You've been listening to Imam Warth Deen Muhammad. Tune in next week at the same time and station for the world broadcast of Imam Warth Deen Muhammad Speaks, produced by the American Muslim Mission.